Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk podcast. I'm your host, Chris Radi, and welcome back to Supergirl Talk. Wow, what a long break. But you know what? We got the Man of Steel. Come on. They sure made up for it. Yes, we'll be talking about episode one of this season two of Supergirl Talk, beautifully titled, The Adventures of Supergirl. And boy, oh boy, can't we wait. Kind of weird to see another Superman, but hey, you know, multiverse. But, oh my gosh, the guy playing, Superman, he was amazing. I mean, he totally sold me. And, what a great intro to the Man of Steel in this universe. And we got to find out a lot of what is going on with the other characters, like Lois Lane, Lex Luthor. also, deep history between the two, Martian Manhunter and Superman, having that little background there. And then also a new intro to a new Luthor, the CEO of LexCorp, is now ran by Lena Luthor. And she's the new CEO of LexCorp after her brother was, let's say, put away by the Man of Steel. So, a lot of Superman, the movie references, like, let's start with Ms. Taskbacher. It's great. When I first heard scream that out, I was just like, oh my gosh, what? What was that? And then I did the instant rewind. I need to know what she said. And then it was like, yes, like music to my ears. That was just amazing. What a great little reference to the Superman universe. There. Also, another Easter egg that I like was the reference to saving California from a nuclear missile. So that was kind of cool. And then also another reference was the Great Caesar's Ghost as Clark Kent quotes Perry White as he's talking to him on the cell phone. Also, another reference was the Kryptonite. I was gonna totally talk about. I know there's a couple, and when they come to mind, I'll bring them up. But we are live right now, so if you're listening to the podcast, our number is 646-668-2311. Let me read you a quick synopsis of Supergirl, titled The Adventures of Supergirl, that aired on October 10th, 2016. It was written by Greg Bernalli and also Andrew Kressberg. So let's see, here we go. Kara finds an unknown young man lying unconscious in the pod and takes him to the DEO. She prepares a date with James, just as a commercial spacecraft titled Adventure is launched into space. It suffers engine failure and descends into Earth, but Kara saves the craft with help from Superman. They find the main target to have been Lena Luthor, the new CEO of LexCorp, after her brother Lex was convicted. In a ceremony where she remains the company L Corp, She renames it. She is then attacked again by John Corbin, the assassin. Alex engages him while Kara and Clark stop a building from collapsing. Corbin reveals he is working for Lex before he is killed by Lena. Kara chooses to be a reporter at Catco, a decision supported by Kat. Kara and James decide to keep the relationship friendly. Wynn is formally hired to work with the DEO. Meanwhile, Hank reveals to Alex that he was the one who found the kryptonite and decided to keep it against the wishes of Clark, who wanted to destroy it. In Katniss, an unnamed woman revives Corbin and turns him into the infamous metahuman called Metallo. Now, here we go. You guys remember from Smallville, Metallo did make an appearance on that series, and it was pretty good. It was Brian Austin Green, if I recall. It was Brian Austin Green. I'm trying to see if I'm misquoting myself, but yeah, I think it is. Really great rendition there, and I can't wait to see this Metallo come alive on Supergirl. And it's kind of cool how there's pretty much, you know, coming together, making the show work. First episode, definitely up to par with the other season. Great introduction again, like I said, about Superman. Also, we have a new character, Ms. Bashbacher, and working for Cat Grant. Is it Cat Grant? Yeah, it is. And then Jimmy Olsen. What are we going to do with him? Okay, he's already been through this whole puppy love with Supergirl, and now that, of course, she's cutting it off, he's like, man, what the hell is going on? I feel bad for Jimmy, but come on, Jimmy. Enough is enough. Let's just move away. You're not Lois Lane. You will never get your super person or Supergirl. Let's just move on. Now, let me ask you this, those of you who are listening. Do we want more of this Kara and Jimmy love relationship? Now that Wynn kind of dissolved, and now that he's going to be at the DEO, he's going to definitely be more out of the picture. But what do you think? The future of Jimmy and Kara? I think if they're smart, just drop it. I mean, there could be a little flirting, but I mean, how long are you going to drag that? We don't need to see all that. Why can't she fall in love with other people? Okay. It's just me venting. All right. So that's that. I think if you ask me, or if you probably heard me to ramble about Jimmy, I would like that ended, that storyline. I mean, let's not be soap opera, especially a female lead superhero, I call it a drama adventure series. Let's not make it soap opera just because it's a woman. You know, she could date as many people as she wants, as guys do. So why not give her that ability to have different types of love interests, just lingering back and forth. And then by season 10, they get married or something. It's like, no, crazy. All right. So another scene or setting that this episode had was definitely the confrontation between Superman and Martian Manhunter. What a great intro when he's walking into the DEO and shaking hands and the music and everybody splits a pathway for him to walk through all the way to Hank. What a great, awesome scene. There was moments where I was like, I want to see that on the big screen. I think Henry deserved to have that shine of light. And I'm pretty much not worried about that because I've heard rumors that Justice League is his bright light coming back to Earth and everything's going to be nice and bright now. And so I'm hoping for that. So I hope there's like a rebirth of the Man of Steel, because I know a lot of people needed that. And I love the portrayal of Superman now, and I love this one. So, you know, there could be 5 1,000 Superman shows, and I'd still be the same. I really can't wait for Krypton. I hope that's still progress. I haven't heard anything on that yet, but if I do, I'll let you know. But Krypton, the series, I hope they could come and make a pilot, and we could all see it and love it, and then it gets greenlit, and then we get a nice little series of pre-Superman. I would love that. That would be awesome. Okay, I'm totally going off track. All right, let me go back. So the introduction to Lena Luthor. Whoa, where did that come from? I kind of tried to shy away from all the rumors on the internet because pretty much it's just guys making up shit. So I try to stay away from that. And what a weird introduction. I was just like, whoa, they're going with the sister route? I mean, might as well just bring Luthor. Why not? Why can't Luthor share a moment in Superman's and Supergirl's universe? Why can't he be the villain for the moment? Do you think once he becomes seen and known in the series, Superman would come and I don't know. it's just crazy. So Lena Luthor, we don't know what her We don't know what her thoughts are, so we don't know if we could treat her as a good person or a bad person. I'm sure they're going to go through the whole route where everybody's trusting her and she's this straight arrow, good person, and then the twist. She's like this demonic, you know, like metahuman, and that Lex kind of, I don't know, cloned. So be careful about that. So I'm sure we might be able to see that soon. It looks like the next episode of Supergirl, well, also the podcast, yeah, The Last Children of Krypton. So let's go to the man in the pod. Pretty much nothing was told about that other than he had, like, super strength, because remember that whole scene where they were trying to poke him and the needle was breaking? That's pretty much all I got. I don't know what you guys think, so let me know. Either tweet me at Supergirl Talk or call in. I'm going to be here for a couple more minutes. It is 646-668-2311. That's our guest line, so feel free to call in and I'll pick up the line. But yeah, the man in the pod. Who is he? The hell? They didn't give us that much info in this week's episode, so kind of interested as to what they will reveal in next week's episode titled The Last Children of Krypton. And then episode 3 is also titled Welcome to Earth. Who are they welcoming? Who would it be? And that one's going to air on October 24th, 2 weeks from now. All right, it looks like a big solid ratings boost for Supergirl. She came out at a 3.06. You can't really compare it to CBS because, you know, CBS has a larger audience. But Supergirl the pilot, like gargantuan, crushed those numbers at a 12.96. And that's CBS again. It's not CW, it's CBS. Yes, the viewers definitely saw it there at 12.96 million, which is almost 13 million people watched the pilot. And then once it moved to CW, it came back at a 3.06. So that's not bad because the finale of Supergirl on CBS was a 6.11. So it's half of that audience came back to the CW to see what's going on with Supergirl. So let's hope the ratings go up. Of course, we want this series to last for a while. We want to see some more adventures of Supergirl. And then there's also a little footnote here. It says Kevin Smith will direct an episode in the season, tentatively titled Supergirl Lives, a nod to the script Smith wrote for the unproduced film Superman Lives. So there you go. That's a little tidbit there for you to chew on until next week. All right, so we're going to end the podcast. I want to thank you so much for downloading the podcast. Really appreciate you guys hanging in there and for joining us. If you are a new listener, you again, please subscribe so you won't miss another exciting episode of Supergirl. Yeah, we are on Twitter, so you could tweet us at Supergirl Talk, all one word. Also at DC Comics Talk, all one word. You could tweet us there. And then also on blogtalkradio.com. If you are a fan of Block Talk Radio, thank you again for joining us. We are live every Tuesday, and we will post the times on the Twitter, and hopefully you guys can join us. This is a live podcast, so you can always call in and join us and talk to us. All right, have a good night. Bye.